Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
There is a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms that's been issued for the southern parts of the Free State. Isolated showers and thundershowers can be expected over Gauteng, Mpumalanga and the northwest. No rain for Limpopo, but it will be hot there in places. Pretoria up to 28, Joburg and Polokwane 27, Mbombela 29, Nemalahleni 26 and Rustenburg a high of 30 degrees.
A whole bunch of collisions in the Gauteng province. Randburg on the N1 northbound, a collision after the Bears Nordea Drive exit, causing queuing traffic. And in Bedford View on the N3 northbound, a collision at the Galulis interchange. All lanes are open, but traffic is queuing.
Police Minister Senzo Mchunu will lead a high-level visit to Soshanguve this morning for a briefing on the ongoing investigations and the response efforts from Gauteng Police following this weekend's horror killings of 5 community patrollers. They were shot and killed and set alight in the Merrimee informal settlement early Saturday morning. 7 people are still in hospital. And European sales of Tesla electric cars dropped 49% from January to February compared with the same period a year earlier. The IKEA Manufacturers Association says aging models are one factor behind the plunge so far this year, but e-vehicle clients may also be refusing to buy in protest of Tesla billionaire owner Elon Musk since he became a key supporter of US President Donald Trump. I'm Khada D'Souza, back with more news at 8.
There is so much international football at the moment, it's impossible to get through everything. But let's start with Bafana Bafana. Hugo Bruges was left fuming after his team were not allowed to train at the Stade Félix Houphouët-Boigny in Abidjan last night. That's ahead of their World Cup qualifier against Benin. Neither Bafana nor Benin were allowed to train because Ivory Coast were playing Gambia at the same venue in their own qualifier. Bafana's kickoff is at 6. Plenty of qualifier action elsewhere across the continent. Ghana outplayed Madagascar 3-0. Ivory Coast beat the Gambia 1-0. Tunisia with a 2-0 win over Malawi. Namibia, they drew 2-2 with Equatorial Guinea. They were playing in Bulawayo. There were also wins for Burkina Faso and Ethiopia. Tonight we'll see a further 15 fixtures spread across 8 groups. And that's just on this continent. In Europe, there were no less than 6 matches played in European World Cup qualifiers. Lithuania drew at home with Finland. Poland, 2-0 winners against Malta. Cyprus went down to Bosnia-Herzegovina. In Albania, beat Andorra 3-0. England dominated Latvia 3-0 as well. In an unrelated tournament, Portugal beat Denmark 5-2 after extra time for a 5-3 aggregate that sent them through to the Nations League semi-finals. And Australia will build a 63,000-seat stadium and plush indoor swimming venue for the 2032 Olympic Games in Brisbane after shelving contentious plans earlier. The Queensland Premier detailed a slew of upgrades that included a new stadium in the heart of the city, which would host about 25,000 fans. They were talking about upgrades, but they've decided to go and build. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's your Jack of Sport.
All the music you love, all the songs you smock.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
Just like your exes in the room.
This is The Weeknd.
Take my breath.
It's Ariana Grande.
It's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
On the station.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.
I'm about to throw my phone away. Can't let my girls know bro been messing with my day. He act like he can't be replaced. Okay. Well, he gon' hate to see me leave, but love to watch me walk away. He not